morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative, but most of it, you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from the Kooks, Paper Lions, and Hatchie. Today's reissue song is from Steve Miller Band and their classic Fly Like an Eagle album. Also in this morning's entertainment, a new tune from Meyer Hawthorne, and I decided to make him today's lineage. That'll hit around 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune in Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from If Climbing. If Climbing is really Tim Williams, and he's also known before that with the band Soft Swells. If Climbing is a synth-focused new pop singer-songwriter currently based in Los Angeles, California. With this new incarnation of If Climbing, Tim has released on June 12th his debut single, The Good Parts. Check it out for yourself. New music from If Climbing here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Less than the best for you and me.
91.5 WMFO. It's the latest material from Yacht Club here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Yacht Club, Yacht spelled Y-O-T, is an unsigned indie alternative synth-heavy singer-songwriter from Mississippi. Ryan Kaiser is the man behind Yacht Club, and he's come on strong in 2019 with releasing his debut EP, Aquarium, in January, and a follow-up EP, Bleach Beach, on March 28th. The song I just played there is Japan. It's from the March release, but I just found him, and I really like the sound, so I thought I'd dip back before moving forward, because he also just released a new single on May 31st, and I will pitch that to you on next week's show. Changing musical direction with a tune from Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts is the stage name for Taylor Vick, a talented singer-songwriter based in Oakland, California. Music has been a part of Ms. Vick's life for a long time. She picked up her first guitar in the fourth grade. She listened to Dixie Chicks and Michelle Branch, and they inspired her to write her own music. Her older brother got her a four-track cassette recorder, and that was all it took. Flash forward to 2019, and Taylor is ready to release her third album. It's titled Free Company. And it's set for release August 30th. Song I have for you now, Get Well Soon. And it's a disc pre-release single. New music from Boy Scouts here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Oh, From the first time that I saw you, couldn't express my emotions for you. Never willing to speak my mind, had no courage, lost my confidence, shied away from ever talking to you. Convince myself I'm a fool. Wish that I lived in a fixed society, tried to ignore all of my anxiety. Didn't know how, though hoping that now I'll heal. But it beat me up inside for too long, and I feel like if we spoke we get along. Maybe someday it'd be better this way, but not today. Falling rain, every picture drives me insane. My brain hurts from thinking about you. At the moment, I'm too stressed out to even look for a way out of this. Keep pretending I'll be fine. Yeah, I'm searching for the one of a kind. Trapped inside a loop with something I won't find for the despair. Run my hands through my hair all day. Though I know that I should give up trying, there's a part of me that craves the feeling of falling apart. Brings me back to this start. Can't fix this heart.
Makes you feel complete. That is the latest material from Neon Bowl here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. Neon Bowl is a 7-member strong modern soft rock band out of South Florida. While doing research on Neon Bowl, I ran across an article online from March of 2018 from Crest High School in Fort Lauderdale. They were talking about the band in the periodical made up of juniors and freshmen of this new band, Neon Bowl, and they had just played their latest gig at the high school Sadie Hawkins dance. And here we are a year later. These young men have released a 6-song EP entitled Commercial Boulevard on June 14th. I was really impressed. Anyway, the song I just played for you there is called Forever a Dream.
Imagine a time when no one person has Parkinson's disease, is debilitated by a stroke, and no family suffers the tragedy of Alzheimer's. Some of the best minds in America are doing more than imagining. The American Brain Foundation is seeking to find cures, where life without brain disease isn't just something we can imagine, it's something we can know.
Join Kevin Sorbo in the fight to cure brain disease. For more information, visit AmericanBrainFoundation.org.
Next up is a new one from Paper Lions. They were originally known as the Chucky Danger Band, but changed their name back in 2008. They are a seasoned 4-piece indie rock band from Belfast, Prince Edward Island, in Canada. I first featured them in 2013 with the release of their album My Friends, and I've just been keeping an eye on them ever since, and I was thrilled when I read that they have just released on June 21st this new standalone single. This one is called Rhythm and Gold. New music from Paper Lions here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Right by the radio wave, today's Lineage with Meyer Hawthorne. Right, the latest here from the Kooks.
Remember when we used to be happy? Then we grew up and we got busy. Oh, don't throw away yesterday. We don't have enough time to be wasting, she said. We're so good looking that we don't stand a chance. We're soaking up the sun, but we don't get it done.
Music from the Kooks here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. The new release show, this is the Kooks, who named themselves after a song from David Bowie's album Hunky Dory. And these guys are still at it. I first found them in 2006 with the release of their debut disc, and over that time they've released 5 studio albums. Not a breakneck pace, but they are consistent. They have changed things up a little bit with the release of this standalone single. This one was called So Good Looking, which it dropped June 21st. All right, it is time for our first feature of the day. It's called The Lineage. It's part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. And it's a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is Meyer Hawthorne. Meyer Hawthorne, whose name really is Andrew Cohen, is a young fella that favors the R&B and soul sound, which came to him as kind of a goof, but it turns out he excels in that genre. His background is DJing and producing, and he's recorded some soul-steep material to share with some close friends, but then it caught on. Meyer Hawthorne recorded and released his debut album in 2009. I found him in 2011, and I have been keeping an ear on him. And he tries different styles and techniques to practice his art. I don't necessarily like everything he does, but I do respect him, and I do respect his art. The new effort is a single. It's called The Game, and it's out, or just came out yesterday, June 24th. So this is Meyer Hawthorne. He is today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. We'll be right back. Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Meyer Hawthorne with A Long Time, and it was released in 2011 on his How Do You Do album. I want to remind you that I'll be doing another installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It airs Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. We do the same concept of here of a mixture of neo-folk, indie, alternative, new pop, some classics thrown in, but most of you haven't heard them before, which is why it's Music You Might Otherwise Miss and the new release show. So join me Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Steve Miller Band. The album that has been re-released is their classic Fly Like an Eagle. It was originally released in 1976. It was the ninth studio album from this venerable artist and arguably one of the ones that solidified his stature as a rock and roll icon. The album was so good it spawned three singles, Take the Money and Run, the title track, of course, and this one, Rockin' Me. So this is Steve Miller Band with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the ladies for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two song set was a tune from the Ocean Blue. The boys from Hershey, Pennsylvania, they are still at it. They were big in the early 90s on the college radio circuit, but they kind of fell off the map there as that decade ended. I hadn't heard from them until the 2013 South by Southwest when I got to see them live there with the return of their music effort. It was an album called Ultramarine, and I was thinking that was just kind of a one-and-done thing. However, 6 years later, they've just released another new collection. The new album is Kings and Queens, Knaves and Thieves, which just dropped June 21st. The track I just featured there is the quasi-title track, Kings and Queens. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from More Giraffes. More Giraffes, which I think is a clever name for a band, is a modern new wave electronic and new pop mixed gender duo from Highland Park, California. They are Mark Hadley and Keeley Bumford. On this new single, Playground, they have teamed up with their buddy Sweater Beats to add to the creative approach to their music. New music from More Giraffes here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
hard to gain, and it feels like a tidal wave of love washing us away.
Brand new music from Walla here on 91.5 WMFO, Freeform Radio from Tufts University, also available online at WMFO.org. Thanks for joining me here on a kind of a gray but warm Tuesday morning as we work our way through the new release show, Walla. They are an electronic slash pop quintet that found a home in Los Angeles, California. All the components of the band arrived in Southern California in 2009, hoping to break their way into the music business. The boys actually come from all over the place, geographically wise. They come from, well, such mundane places as Ohio, as well as exotic places like Italy, Indonesia, and Brazil. Two of the band members also went to the Berklee College of Music here in Boston, which also happens to be where I received my master's degree. I'm still really proud of that. They released their first EP in 2012, but the tune I have for the show today was released just on June 21st. It was called Lane. So I'm anticipating that they've got probably an album upcoming later on this year. Next up on the playlist this morning is a tune from Hatchie. Hatchie is the stage name for Harriet Pilbeam. Of course, I can understand the desire to have a stage name with that given name. Anyway, so Hatchie is recently signed indie shoegazing singer-songwriter with a nice pop sensibility to her. She's currently based in Brisbane, Australia, and she has done, backup singing for other bands like Baba Ganoush and Go Violets. Then she made the bold move to go out as a solo artist. And I first found Hatchie last year with her single Try, and I put her on my watch list. She released an EP, Sugar and Spice, later on in 2018. For 2019, she has released a full album. It's titled Keepsake, and the song I have to share with you this morning is Obsessed. New music from Hatchie, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. Let me slip in one more of the new release show stuff I have prepared for you. It's by Richard Spitzer. Richard can usually be found as a member of the Brooklyn-based synth-pop band Love Skills. He stepped out on his own to release this standalone single. It's called Synthesizer. It only clocks in at a minute 42, but it definitely gets your attention. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
Monophonic, polyphonic, retroactive, futuristic keyboard. I swore was the modulator for a synthesizer. Synthesizer. We're making these beats on the synthesizer. Oscillator, see you later, LFO, arpeggiator, portamento. Never spend a day without my synthesizer. Synthesizer. All other instruments are worthless unless they've got some circuitry. Digital analog, me merciless. Oh, until I've got no friends. Until I've got no friends to see. A Texas steam release decay, square wave, sine wave, cutoff filter, resonate the meaning of my life inside a synthesizer. Synthesizer. We're making these dreams on the synthesizer.
WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of music you might otherwise miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from the Go-Go's, Sting, and Talking Heads. Plus, we have new tunes from Tugboat Captain, Jack Gray, and Macintosh. Double Down feature artist is Hobby Club, which will include two tracks from their latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you in our Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Heart Beach. This is called Counting, here on music you might otherwise miss.